Happy morning. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. This week we've been talking about prayer. Prayer is the instrument God has given us to bring His power to bear on our world. Yet it's one that requires much practice and perseverance if we're to become proficient in it. It requires regular humility, ever admitting we lack the resources in and of ourselves. We need help. Prayer is first about helplessness, coming to the end of ourselves. And prayer is secondly about faith, coming to Jesus, believing He wants to touch our world and to bring wholeness. And Jesus says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you." Matthew 7:7. Now we hear that, and I suspect some difficulties arise in prayer, because we see some situations and we don't really believe Jesus can or will answer our prayer. For example, you can pray more easily for a soul who seems to have an open heart to Jesus than you can for that hardened, angry person who's been unchanged their whole life. If we're honest, some people, some situations just seem more ripe than others. So we end up devoting our time praying for the things we think God is more likely to answer. And a whole lot of folks and situations miss out on our prayers. My friends, I want to encourage you to be constant in prayer for the folks and situations in our community, and to not concern yourself about wasting prayers that seem likely to go unanswered. Rather, pray for all God sets before you, believing that there is nothing that is too hard for God. That's what Mary discovered when Gabriel told her she was going to give birth as a virgin. Luke 1:37. Gabriel said, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary discovered this was true because she then gave birth to Jesus. Mary took that to heart as a young girl because she became a powerful woman of prayer later in life. You discover this in that wonderful little wedding story in John 2. Mary's at this wedding and an embarrassing situation arises as they run out of wine. And Mary sees this situation and what does she do? Well, she sees a need and she goes to Jesus believing He can do something. She says to Jesus, "They have no wine." Four simple words, a simple prayer. "Jesus, I see these folks are lacking." And she just leaves it with Him. I think it's safe to say she had never seen Jesus change water into wine. But despite any doubts about difficulties, she just leaves this burden with Him. And you can feel safe to unburden yourself because Jesus encourages us to ask. Be like little children who don't fear asking their parents for the world, believing they can do it. Now, a second difficulty arises when we don't see an offered prayer answered. Well, let's consider what happens after Mary brings her request to Jesus. You know what Jesus says? "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." By the way, children, only Jesus can talk to His mother that way. Mary brings this difficulty to Jesus, and she receives a harsh answer. Jesus doesn't seem to care. Do you find prayer difficult at times because of thoughts that God does not care? My friend, this is a test for you, a lesson in the school of prayer. And we see Mary has advanced greatly in this schooling because she humbly submits to the harsh answer, accepts it quietly without any dissatisfaction. She instead hears Jesus saying, "Not yet," and she is fine with God's timetable. How do we know this? She walks over to the servants and says to them, "Do whatever He tells you." I find this remarkable. Her conviction remains unshaken that Jesus was going to help, because she remembered nothing was too difficult for God, and her burden still remains with Him. And sure enough, Jesus answers her prayer in a big way in His own time. Jesus turns water into wine and makes the groom's party one to be remembered. I want to encourage you to pray without ceasing for all the needs in your life and in our community, and to not get impatient or discouraged when Jesus doesn't seem to answer them in a timely fashion. This is training in the school of prayers. And sometimes God doesn't answer, which is good too. First, because prayer is not so much getting Jesus to move towards us as it is getting us to move towards Him. And second, you can always be glad if He doesn't answer. C.S. Lewis once quipped, "If God had granted all the silly prayers I've made in my life, where would I be now?" God knows what is best for His children. But I think you'll be surprised at how many prayers God does answer when you simply start asking. Our prayers are in fact powerful instruments that He uses to bring deliverance. Lord Jesus, thank You for meeting us right where we are and for telling us to unburden ourselves, knowing that You are gentle and lowly in heart. Forgive us for our doubting hearts, for not believing You simply want access into our world. Help us to be more like children, having eyes to see all the opportunities around us and trusting that You can do far more than all we can ask or imagine. Amen.